You're listening to the New Old Heads podcast, shot live every Tuesday at twitch.tv/newoldheads and released every Thursday at noon via bringingdowntheband.com. The show is brought to you by Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the show directly by becoming a member at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You're now tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7th. The entire crew is here, literally this time, starting off with my man Jay Moore. How are you, sir?
Getting how I live. And I'm getting it the best of way I know how.
Oh, man, I'm a little disappointed by that one, man. It's usually more swag.
No, it's enough swag for you.
All right.
We ain't out here trying to impress you.
I'm just saying, man, he has a certain level. A certain level that's been established, but maybe I'm tripping. Never mind.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Longevity, how are you, sir?
Doing great, man. Oh, you want me to say something like
I was just
drinking but can't taste, smelling but can't smell?
It ain't hit the same. Never mind, we'll do it next week. You gotta do it right when we come
all
in.
All right. I'm doing great, thanks.
Yeah, good to see you.
Yeah, great to see me too.
All right, my man. My immediate left, my man DJ J Div. What's happening, man?
Salutations.
How's everything?
I'm mugging.
Yeah. Okay. I see you. Okay. Custom mug. Let me take a.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. It doesn't. Yeah. You have it held the wrong way. So
don't worry about it.
Those are on newoldheads.com, though.
Yeah. You can get your mug if you want. Shout out to my man, Red August, as well. He's here with his Sealy socks in the building.
Wow. You really did. They can't see him. You really didn't have to put him on blast like that.
But we did it 2 or 3 episodes. I told you I had. Those are the socks that Sealy wore in her dress shoes. Dang. And the color
like,
purple.
Kind of look like wife beater. Socks.
Yeah, they just low, real low. You could barely see them. If you watch in the movie,
just the socks
with some dress shoes.
Back in our day, we had to make our own ankle socks, so we would take regular socks and fold them up under.
Yeah.
But now they make them, and they look real funny.
When they went to the juke joint, those are the socks that she had on in that mug. I'm telling when it was raining, those are the socks. I ain't mad at him, though.
All right, well.
And I heard
Mike's
you got
think
that
about
nasty
feet,
woman's
you know.
Disease.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Alone out here dry snitching, man. Cut it out. All right. Let's go ahead and get into.
You like them toes?
Stop, man! Stop doing that. Don't do that.
Hey, it's all right.
We on the radio. Don't cut that out. Even Jay Moore was like he might have been a little bothered by that comment. I think. Did that bother you?
Let's get to the topic.
All right. All right, man. So
always looking for friends.
I'm just saying. Shout out to the chat as well. We appreciate you. So I saw Benny the Butcher. From Griselda, saw him on Drink Champs. I didn't get a chance to get through those interviews. Are like some of them be 3.5-4 hours.
Most
man.
Of them be 3 hours.
Yeah, like I have to break it up in sections. Sometimes I can't sit there and watch or listen to, you know, an interview that long. I think games.
Clap
like,
for Major 7th right now.
he did be clapping for all the random stuff, but I got to thinking about one of the examples that I feel like Griselda is setting by. Them coming from a smaller market and being able to get to where they are now from their point. I think more people need to pay attention to it. We're from a city. I did a comparison for population. 256,000 and some changes for Buffalo. Indianapolis is at 864,000. Right? So when we think about Griselda, we think about the wave and what they built. But when you take a look at Buffalo and the size of that city, I think that's to be commended. And
they're
I don't
adjacent
think,
to, I mean, they're in the same state as New York City.
That was gonna be the part I was going to ask you guys about. Because the closest city to us would be what? Chicago, as a, relative Cincinnati. To that size,
yeah,
right?
Chicago, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I still give them peas, even though they're way upstate and they still had to build a wave.
Yeah.
But do you guys think that gets pushed to the back sometime? Because I'm impressed with it when you think about Buffalo compared to what we traditionally think for New York. I think it should be more inspiring than it is. In my opinion, what do y'all think? I'll come to you first, J-Dev.
I never really even thought of it.
Oh, okay.
Be honest with you.
I mean, for that.
It's in New York, so it's
kind of cheat code?
A little bit.
But is that
not,
a cheat code?
But not really because it's so far away.
Yeah,
it's closer to Canada.
Yeah,
Buffalo is nowhere near where it's quote-unquote popular.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know the...
It's right where Niagara Falls is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't,
it's like...
I'm not hip to the Buffalo area the at all. I don't know. But, I mean, if population is how you compare it to ours and how much bigger ours is compared to theirs,
right?
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Considering nobody has made it big in rap from here.
Right.
Now, we do have people that have produced, executives, R&B artists, things
like
that.
Legendary R&B artists.
Yeah, that pop artists.
Yeah, yeah.
But we don't have that rap artist from Indianapolis, Indiana. So, I mean, I guess they get some peas for that, you know? I just never really thought of it.
What jumped out to me was the population size because
actually
here we hear that a lot, man. There's not that much opportunity. There's only so much opportunity in the Midwest, or, you know, we've had those we grew up having those conversations. So when I saw the numbers, it was kind of staggering because that is a huge difference.
The thing about them is, though, is they built a formula that will work anywhere as long as they have a following. Because, they dropped albums, and this is before everything really went out the window as far as selling a physical copy and things of that nature.
Right.
They were dropping limited copies. Then they would drop shirt, sweatshirt to go with it. So it was like they created a movement, essentially. I mean, because if you consider it back in the day,
yeah,
Wu-Tang Clan being from Staten Island, nobody really made it from Staten Island out of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
But it was their wave and how they came in and how they packaged it. So
I agree with you with the wave. I agree with you on the packaging. I just think with Staten Island, you know, that ferry ride is a little different.
It's one
from
the boroughs.
You know what I'm saying?
Very adjacent.
Yeah. But you're still right in terms. They still earned it and built the wave. I'm just saying that. That ferry ride is a little different versus, you know what I'm saying? Because they're really, when they say upstate, they're really upstate.
Mm-hmm.
What you think, Long? Just in terms of comparison, is that staggering to you?
No, it is actually. It is super impressive because, you know, I mean, I've done a lot of stuff here in the music community here in Indianapolis. And, you know, even when we were doing the build, you know, for like 3 years, you know, like community building and all that.
Yep.
You know, trying to tackle some of these artist-related issues and... it's crazy. I mean, you said 800,000, but if we talk about the whole metropolitan area, it's over 2 million.
Yeah. I'm
you know
just
what I mean?
Strictly city,
or, you know, like
you're right.
It's actually, it's interesting.
And this is 2019 now, so I don't know.
But it's still probably pretty similar. I think Indianapolis is still around that. I think it was like 850,000, somewhere around there, I think. But now that's crazy. So the statement was kind of around like people should appreciate Buffalo for being able to build out.
Yeah, that they came from there and were able to build such a
successful
brand.
Something small. And I do think that is something. I don't know if that's. I guess realistically, that is something that should be looked at from artists, you know, at how you can work together, build your own thing. And spiral upward. You know, they do have their own sound. I feel like if they could have pretty much done that pretty much anywhere, I think probably.
Well,
I think Buffalo adds a little bit of grit and grime to it. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's authentic because we know Conway's story. We know all of their stories, actually. So,
But there's no other, like, artistic sound that I can think of coming out of Buffalo.
Only other person I know out of Buffalo is, like, I think Rick James.
Rick James is out of there, right?
Yeah.
I saw a video. I recently saw an interview with him, but Indianapolis has got like, we're kind of an Indiana in general, but mainly Indianapolis. We're just like a collection of a whole bunch of different styles and sounds. Like we have a very,
I've always said that
we kind of have like there's like some Memphis type feel to us, you know, but then we got a little bit of the Chicago that bleeds in multiple sides of the Chicago,
the South.
You know? Yeah, definitely South, but
East Coast too.
But it's mostly like kind of like the Memphis type, you know, feel with mixed with like, I almost want to say like do or die type.
No,
style.
You're right.
But
no, you're right.
I don't know. I don't think Indianapolis, us in general, and I don't want to have this conversation just about Indianapolis, but I don't think that we really have a distinct sound. When you think of Buffalo now, you think of Griselda.
Yeah.
We don't really have that. And even when you talk about Freddie Gibbs, he doesn't even claim Indiana.
That's true.
It's not even here.
People have a unique dialect, I would say, here, slang words that I've even heard people in Atlanta say the same stuff that we say here. And I don't think that we got it from Atlanta.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That part.
Yeah.
It's more so like we kind of influence them in certain lingo and wordplay that they do. Just common everyday conversation, not necessarily rap, but
yeah. I agree with that.
I don't see though. I mean, there are a few artists that I think about of Indianapolis, and I think that embody Indianapolis. Yeah. You know, like Maxi.
Yeah.
And stuff like, yeah. You know, like I think, okay, yeah,
like
that
Tony Cleveland.
Yeah, I can see that too. But there are a handful of artists where I'm just like, yeah, they seem to embody Indianapolis as a sound. It just hasn't caught on as like this big thing.
Yeah. I can dig it. Jay Moore, what you think, man?
Well, I think one of the things that makes it's almost like any other place in the country to where they have that first artist or artists, if you will, that break. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, Buffalo. You know, it's kind of like, you know, because we talk about Memphis and they've always had, you know, their scene going back into the early 90s. You know, they've had their what you know, a specific sound that was bubbling, and then it really hit once, you know, 8-Ball and MJG blew up.
It's still bubbling.
You know, Tila. You know, I don't know if Tila's from Memphis. I can't remember.
I got to look.
But I just remember there was a nice Memphis moment, and then there was a Houston.
It was definitely Suave House.
Yeah. Max. But then and then it was just like, you know, Houston, you know, Ghetto Boys, and then like, you know, at one point it seemed like everybody was coming from
Memphis.
From Houston.
Mm-hmm. Memphis.
You know, Tila.
And I can say at one point Chicago was flyover. You know, and then, you know, you had Common, you had Twista, and then, of course, when Kanye West hit, it was like, okay, let's go ahead and see if we can find somebody for elsewhere. See if there's another one in there. Yeah. You know, just
St.
the same
Louis.
Just the same way. Like, St. I remember Louis. At one point, once Nelly sold 10 million records, they're like, even if we can just get a piece of that. They signed so many groups and artists out of St. Louis. It was crazy. And there were several of them that actually, you know, made a little noise. It wasn't a sustained movement.
Because Chingy was after Nelly Nim, right?
You know, but he was in a group. I remember he was in a group called Out of Order. And you know, you had Jaquan come.
I forgot about Jaquan. He had a little run.
Pretty Ricky dude. What was his name?
Pretty Ricky. Oh, Pretty Willie.
Pretty Willie.
Yeah, he's known as P Dub now. He's rapping on the Christian circuit.
That's Christian.
Well, you know how
positive name change.
Yeah, okay. You know how it is. Sometimes when the devil ain't paying right, you got to see what God got for you.
Okay, makes deal. Multiple times.
Even now, we had a female artist, Ebony Eyes, who had a national look. You know, there were several people that came along. It wasn't a sustained movement. So what makes what's happening in Buffalo on their own terms, they have a sustained movement, you know, and
is Pounds from there?
Shout out to Spools. He put me on Pounds, but I'm not sure if he's from.
I'll have to look that up.
I'm not sure if he's from that area.
That's what makes the, you know, the whole Buffalo Kids movement so impressive is like, it wasn't a flash in the pan.
Do you
know, we're still
producers from there. Derringer, I believe.
Yeah. They all from that area.
So we're still here. Is this. So it should give hope to anybody in a small market that, hey, you know, if you got a sound and you're willing to stick with it and be consistent, you know, you could put your, you know, it, you don't, you never know. It could be somebody coming out of Tacoma, Washington next, you know, something crazy like that.
I'm waiting on War Act to go in.
Oh, man, what happened? Are they still putting
out a sustained movement?
They had a wave, man.
Okay. Well, we got to check
once
on
again,
them.
Waves are not sustained.
It wasn't a good wave.
We got to check on them, though, because I ain't heard nothing in a while. They probably got a nice catalog.
You know, but it's just like, oh, there are so many cities that, you know, you just never know. Somebody will come out of, and it's like they got a whole crew, and it'll wind up being something incredible. It'll be like, oh, I didn't know they had all this talent. And
nobody else came out of Staten Island.
Yeah.
No? Pete Davidson.
Hey, I see what you did. Hey, shout out to Spooth, who's in the chat. Jack Harlow is from Louisville.
Right. Okay. Louisville making a little noise, though, because, I mean, they had, what's his name, Bryson Tiller.
Well, is he from there too?
He's from Louisville,
and their population is at a little over 600.
Yeah, you know. So, but even you had back in the day, MC Breed was from Flint, Michigan.
True. But now the thing about Griselda,
the Dayton family back in the day.
Yeah,
I forgot about the Dayton family.
FBI.
Great name. But with Griselda, I want to see who comes next. Is it going to be it cut from that cloth, or is it going to be another pocket of?
Well, they've already started introducing more artists.
Yeah, I know Conway has an artist, a young lady that raps under his imprint. And then I know Benny has a Black Soprano family. He's got some of his homies that he's bringing up. So, I just think that's impressive. Shout out to them for figuring out, you know, how to carve a niche and make a wave.
They made it look fly, though.
They did make it look fly.
When you make it look fly, people want to be a part of it.
Facts.
And it's like it draws people. It draws that attention.
Yeah.
And they can actually rap. So
yeah, that helps.
That helps.
That's crazy. We were like, oh yeah, they can rap.
Oh, they rap well too. Yeah.
Just make sure you're paying your engineer, you know.
Gotta pay your engineer, man.
That's first and foremost.
Give people their credits.
Yeah, pay the people.
Don't be out here dropping albums, mixtapes, whatever. And
Rome Streets is about to drop.
Not paying. That's just not cool.
You're talking about Armani Caesar.
That's her name. Armani Caesar. Yeah. Armani. What? No, Armani Caesar is with them, but there's another young lady that's on Conway's imprint that's separate from Griselda. I can't think of her
name. Keisha Plum?
That might be her name. Yeah.
I'm not hip.
She can rap, though. I can't remember her name, but every video I see, she be getting busy. He took her over overseas on tour with him. So shout out to Conway for trying to expand his brand. I can dig it. They still Griselda, like Benny said in the interview, but you can tell they're trying to, expand a little bit. So salute to them. All right, let's go to the next topic here. This list is, you know how we do lists and we rank.
How do we do the lists?
Talk about them.
Okay.
But we rank them as well. Rank them if they're trash or not. That's new, Long. Cut it out.
I'm just, I'm picking up on your your every episode lingo. You know we do lists.
That's what we do.
I'm just
add a little something to it. Cut it out. now Red August co-signing.
It's true.
Lost my train of thought. Okay, here we go.
It's true.
See, the list, XXL, see 16 things hip hop fans need to get over in 2022.
I don't want
to. Well, you're going to get this work.
I don't even know what's going to get this work. I'm just talking.
So these are things that hip-hop fans need to just go ahead and get over because it's not going to stop. First on the list, Lil Nas X and Doja Cat being rappers. They're saying get over it
because
that's just what it is.
Yeah, you can be a rapper.
You'll be a pop
You may not
star
be an
too.
MC, but you can be a rapper.
Yeah, you can that be a part. Pop star rapper. That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
That part, okay.
If you're doing the rappity raps.
So far, so good. All right. Rappers with little names.
I mean, that's never going to stop.
I
feel like there needs to be like a graduation step somewhere in there, though.
Where you become big or just your name.
Maybe. So we know where they're at with their career. I don't know.
Okay.
Like Wayne at some point in time just became, like he still goes by Lil Wayne, but people call him Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne.
Shout out. Is it Big Baby when he graduates?
Just like when Bow Wow decided he was going to graduate from being Lil Bow Wow.
Yeah,
that didn't work too well.
Yeah, it was like, dude, Lil Bow Wow had the hits. better hold on to that.
Jay Moore, were you more? Did you look at him differently? Was he more aggressive? Were you scared of him as Bow Wow versus Lil Bow Wow?
I don't think anybody is scared of Bow Wow, Lil Bow Wow, Shad Moss, whoever.
Okay.
This is not a scary individual.
Okay,
but that's okay because he's not supposed to be scary. Yeah.
Not with the name Bow Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Boogie Woogie.
What a ghost noise.
Boogie Woogie.
All right, man. TikTok's relevance in hip hop.
To get over it?
Well, just to basically realize that it's here to stay and this is what it's going to be and the challenges aren't going anywhere and all that stuff is there.
Here to stay for now.
Oh, you think it's just for now?
I mean, all social platforms have their
A way.
Come and go type moment.
Peaks and valleys.
MySpace was the truth.
Remember Vine?
I do.
Yeah, and then it wasn't.
Yeah.
Somebody cut the vine. But I think TikTok's...
It says TikTok has taken the U.S. and beyond by storm.
Yeah.
And that trend has touched... And that trend has also touched the music industry.
Yeah, if you're not on TikTok and you're a musician and you a bazillion people don't know you, you're kind of messing up.
Yeah.
You're doing yourself a disservice.
You right.
Figure out how to put content on there.
I'm with you when you're right. All right, let's keep going. All right, now they get Bobby Smurda's dance moves.
Hey, man, let that man live his life. If that's how you want to dance, I honestly don't care.
I don't even know what they look like.
This ain't really.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was. No, come on.
People was trying to get at him about having some suspect dance moves here and there, I guess. I did see a video about that, but ain't bother. I don't care.
You want to get up there and do whatever you want to do? Shit.
Look, he did his time.
He's happy to be.
Check that.
Yeah. So let that man do what he want to do. All right. Thinking homophobia is acceptable.
I think we are.
I mean, probably a national. That ain't just hip hop.
Yeah,
let's not do that.
But Yeah.
It comes up in hip hop, though.
Still, but still. All the time, still, yeah.
Yeah, but we haven't heard any... I haven't heard a maggot fly in
been a minute.
In hip hop, even in the hardcore side, in a long time. Everybody knows that that's just unacceptable.
Yeah.
Yerp.
Yeah. I'm picking on hip hop on that one.
Okay. Melodic rappers gaining popularity.
We've been over that. Like, it's cool. Yeah. Like, that's...
That's actually what every time you turn around, somebody singing with auto tune and over, you know, nice sample or something. Everything is melodic at this point.
That, you know,
been that way.
The actual rappers
Ja
stand
Rule
out
was
now.
Doing that a whole lot.
You know, y'all still want to stick with the boom bap? I get it, but you know,
I'm in between on that one.
Yo, the Fugees was doing it.
Yeah, I mean,
Lauren could sing though.
There's one thing to like,
and
to,
well, not Wyclef.
It's one thing to like use the melodic elements to enhance what you're doing, and it's another just to just get on there and say anything and just have somebody hit the auto tune button.
There's
a big difference in using real tune and
Well, Jay tried to kill auto tune.
Hey, can't you fix this?
Future didn't listen.
Can't you fix this? Future did not listen. Yeah, I just from a standpoint of the list, I just know it's here.
No, it is.
It's gonna be here.
That ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, that's gonna be around. All right. The amount of samples in modern hip hop.
What?
So,
who wrote this?
Who runs XXL?
So let me read the first part and see if this helps. It says rap was built on sampling, so the aspect of the genre isn't going anywhere.
Okay.
Drill has become very popular and it's now beginning to be full of songs with samples from R&B hits from the 90s and other sources. This is true.
Sample whatever you want.
So they're just saying pretty much just know that Jodeci flips and
Ryan and Jodeci pulling that pistol out on somebody.
I'll tell you one thing that is still semi frowned upon.
High
for me
five flips
is when you sample a song that is sampling something. That's a little weird. I'm not too hip on that.
Sampling a say it again for him.
Sampling a
Yeah. Like if you
I know say, what you mean.
If you sample a record, and I'm like, ooh, I like the way he sampled it. Then I've sampled what you're doing. That's still a little bit. I might be a little bit of an old head in that aspect.
In that.
Yeah, go.
Because these flips that they're talking about, be clear.
Oh, no, I'm a new old head. That means that I'm not old.
The flips that they're talking about are the whole song.
Yeah.
Like
the Ghostface song where he rapped over the whole song?
I mean, with some drums and maybe a chop.
No, it ain't that bad. He just rapped over the song.
It ain't that bad. Drums on that. It ain't that bad. But
it was like a whole woman singing behind him.
If you put... you know, a Jodeci record on, put some trap drums underneath it, and maybe make a couple edits. That's pretty much it.
Yeah,
and they'll filter it and just
it's whatever.
Let it rock. So
put that
those that appreciate
East Coast style
appreciate
drill drums on it.
Bro, I didn't even realize this. How many forms of drill is it now? You got the overseas version. I know what was in Chicago.
How many forms of hip hop are there now?
Yeah,
same.
I mean, they got UK drill, Irish drill.
Don't frown on the Icelandic.
They got Icelandic drill?
Probably.
How that sound?
West African drill.
I don't know. I don't speak Icelandic.
West Africa? You said what?
Oh, the West drill African scene drill? In Africa is wild.
Oh, they lit like that?
Yeah. Shout out to, there's a record called Sore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The remix, it kind of goes hard. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. All right. Duly noted. I was asleep.
That's the point of drill. For the beats to go hard.
It is. Yeah, they be slapping. All right, so Tyler the Creator is growing superstardom.
Who's mad at that?
You're weird if
ain't
you don't like Tyler.
Ain't nobody mad at that, but
DJ Khaled. Nobody cares. But
and I enjoy every time he gets mad at anybody else being
successful. Yeah,
it just brings joy.
Yeah. Too many, all those people watching that Mysterious show.
Mysterious.
I make records for people that
Mysterious
that
album.
I make records for people that
I'm still
listen to it in their car.
No, I'm not mad. I still think it's hilarious that he called his music Mysterious.
Yo, but when he was saying that, though, he was so serious. Like, they actually listened to it, like, in their cars in the barbershop. I'm like,
it's Mysterious.
Mysterious music.
It's still mid, though. 65 songs, 112 features, 3 good songs. Cut it out. All right. Old head rap, older rap heads versus younger rap heads, the feud.
That's always going to be there. So, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Look, there's a 17-year-old here somewhere like, man, I don't know why you old heads like that Future so much.
Yeah. Mm. talk about.
Like, that's where we are. Like, that. That's how quickly.
And I'm like, I feel you, young man.
That's exactly what I said. Yeah. Young fella got a point there. It says the solution is acceptance on both ends.
For sure.
Rap will always evolve and sound different as
I just accept what's good. I don't accept what's not good.
What's good is most important.
The end.
Yeah. I'm with you when you're right, Lone. All right.
You with me a lot.
You write a lot.
Mm.
That 10% though.
There's none.
There is none. Artists using backing tracks at live shows. I know you hate this.
We're never going
to
get over that.
Yeah, there has to be a line to be
grown up.
Like if you have your ad libs, if you have your ad libs, or you have like some of a verse on there, but not just rapping over your whole joint. That's just whack.
I see
it's garbage.
We see it all the time though. People rap over their original track.
No, that's
that is not entertainment.
No,
that's not what I paid my bread for.
Anybody can get up there and do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Sally from across the street can do that.
Yeah,
look, I'm saying the
lyrics.
This.
She don't need to know the lyrics.
This is not videos, not videos. So this is not Soul Train or putting on the hits or American Bandstand.
Nah, man,
no. You actually paid to see this person live. You ought to get a show.
You know, and if you don't know, you know, your lyrics because somebody else wrote them for you, then you got to really just take some time and work on your show.
Because y'all know this is this happens. Like, this is big. We've talked about this before.
Artists are getting top dollar
to
get up there and know every fourth song or every fourth word of the song, not being able to get
going. I'm having the crowd sing the whole thing.
That's one that I'm just not going to agree with.
No, well, I'm never going to get over that.
I'm not paying money. I've said this a bazillion times. I'm not paying money to see you dance on stage.
There are people who I will not give an elevated status to because I know that they always rhyme over their own lyrics.
No, I'm with you.
Not a good look.
I'm with you there.
Keep going.
All right, so rappers with more attention-seeking moments than good songs.
Wow.
Why would I get over that? I'm never gonna like just let that go.
This one right here is the one because this isn't going anywhere and it's probably gonna continue to get worse as more platforms are evolved and pop up. This ain't going nowhere. So you might just have to eat this one, Jay Moore, because it's not going anywhere.
No, I know it's not going anywhere, but
you say you don't have to accept it.
I can recognize what it is though.
Okay.
Because, you know, you can get on and do something goofy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, okay. And it can be a part of your rollout. The song better be great.
Mm.
And if the song is not great, it's going to gain no traction. I have watched artists with big budget and big people. I'm not going to name any names because that's how we get in trouble.
There I'm going to name somebody.
But, you know, they spent all this money putting stuff out and it has no traction.
Yeah.
And so if you're just somebody who wants to go around doing Tom Green type stuff and then say, I got a song coming out, and then people realize the song is trash. You can keep doing that stuff for your little 2 weeks or two, you know, 15 minutes, but that's all it's going to be. If the actual records aren't there,
it's
nothing.
It's eventually going to expose.
Even if they put a bunch of money behind it,
yeah. So you got a name, Terry, before we go to the next one?
Tekashi 69.
Yeah,
can't stand
man.
Oh well, that's different. I'm talking about.
He's a whole.
It's the same thing, though. Essentially,
okay. I'll say, you know, and this is unfortunate because I actually like some joints off the record. They put a lot of time and effort into promoting Culture 3 by the Migos.
Oh, yeah.
And I like the record Straightening, but it really didn't stick around. There was a couple other records that I thought could have did something. But, you know, once there wasn't a lot of traction there and, you know, it wasn't getting the buzz from like even from the DJs who like to dig and find a record that maybe they can break. You know, Culture 3 came and went very, very quickly.
It did. It wasn't a bad album.
Yeah.
And like I said, they did a flip of a Papa was a Rolling Stone on there. I was running it, but didn't nobody else play it?
Yeah. I remember they had a video for that too.
So
that was the first song on the album.
Yeah, it was the opening song. But
no, that one went.
But you know,
I'm not mad at that.
Compared to the songs, even though I thought Culture 2 wasn't anywhere near the what Culture 1 was.
Yeah,
you know, still like people still run Fight Night. They still run their older stuff more than they run any of their newer stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, and
there's a lot of artists like
and
that.
You know, I don't. You know. QC or whoever, they put money behind getting, you know, Culture 3 to go, and it didn't work.
They didn't let my man Duke Deuce cook, though, I'm telling you. All right, the prevalence of deluxe albums, and this is in relation to people like, you know, the Chris Brown theory where he had 150 songs and just ran up the streams with all the records on. I think that's what they're talking about here. That streaming is dominating how music is received nowadays, and that is changing how albums are being dropped.
Get used to it. It ain't going nowhere.
It ain't going nowhere. All right. Did you listen to every song on that Chris Brown? They did.
Chris Brown wasn't bad.
I don't know if I. I mean, there's some, and that's
an R&B album though.
I mean, he cold. Now he talented. I'm just saying. I don't know.
But you know, even with the deluxes, I mean, I see what the game is. It's like, okay, you put out the album. It loses a little steam, but then you put a couple more songs on it and make it a deluxe. Then it's at the top of those playlists, and you know, it says new release, even though there's only two. You know,
it's a play.
I get it.
It's a play.
Jasmine Sullivan did that like a couple months ago.
Silk Sonic did that.
Yeah,
it's a play. Women rappers taking over.
Why is this even on the list?
I'm just saying, man. I'm just reading. I'm just reading the list.
I guess some people care.
Get used to it. The popularity of New York's drill scene. Get used to it.
I mean, you can either just like it or not like it.
Yeah, pretty self-explanatory.
I honestly don't even know any drill rappers.
I'll be honest.
There's plenty of them.
They really try.
Pop Smoke is considered a drill rapper.
Is he?
Yeah, but you know what? They're really trying to make a push. This is, once again, you can push. They really try to push Fabio.
Oh, yeah.
I'm cool.
I mean, they can't catch
no traction here.
Yeah. No, it ain't at all. Yeah.
No.
All right, artists taking time between releases.
I mean, come on, man.
Look at Red Auguster.
This is such a trash list.
I mean, I told you we've been ranking the list.
This is why XXL, like, they don't even put out a whole magazine anymore.
They just do trash lists.
Print is dead.
Yeah.
Rapper's girlfriends becoming more popular on social media.
Whose rapper's girlfriend became more
popular? Listen, man, I'm just reading the list.
Do they got examples?
Lil Baby's rumored to be former girlfriend.
Who?
Jada Chavez.
You can't even say her name.
I don't even know who that is.
Or Moneybag Yo's girlfriend.
These are probably people that are.
That's the only one.
More prevalent to younger cats.
Yeah.
Ari Fletcher.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Because I remember they said Ari's coming to so and so club here.
I know.
And I was like, I thought it was Ari. I thought it was from Dreamville.
Mm-hmm. No, Lennox.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought, okay, that's cool. But then I found out it was just some rapper's girlfriend and people showed up for that. I was like, okay, this is where I felt old.
That's that Instagram dream.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm like, so y'all showed up to see somebody who knows somebody famous? Yeah.
So you mean to tell me you wasn't trying to get it?
And people was paying top dollar to get in. I was like,
Jay Moore, you wasn't trying to get a bottle to go see his girlfriend sitting in the VIP?
I might know somebody famous. How much can I get a host?
How much y'all gonna pay to come see me?
Yeah.
Live at the whatever, DJ J Diff will be sitting in VIP because he know somebody.
I know such and such.
That's funny.
Yeah. I know him. I got pictures with him on Instagram.
Hey.
$100 a ticket to come see me.
Y'all better know.
Yeah, I'm gonna be at Church's Chicken.
Find out about me. Do your Googles.
Church's Chicken, you say?
Yeah, that's where they're going to have Terry at in the back.
I know people.
Church's Chicken over
I
the corner. I
seen Reggie Miller at White Castles when we was younger. Like when they would go do the little spots and sign autographs.
Yeah.
I went and got a Reggie Miller autograph in White Castle. How about that?
How about that?
We're going to see if we could create a whole event around the fact that you met Reggie Miller at a White Castle.
Yeah, that would be kind of fly. Shout out to Reggie. All right, man. Red August, can we... Shout out our partners real quick, brother.
Is that the last thing we need to get over?
Yeah, that's it. That's the end of the list.
All right.
I'm over this list,
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm over XXL as an entity at this point.
So we're going to rank
record label. So we're going to rank
this list as trash then. That's,
yeah.
What y'all saying?
It's about a D.
D minus.
Okay. D minus. J Moore?
I mean, well, look.
Give me a grade, brother.
Just F.
Okay.
F. I'm going to give this list an F.
I think we've had worse. I'm going to go D.
And this is, like, a lot of this stuff should be things I'd be like, no, because I know I'm old, but I know the game moves on.
You know, the J Dilla list started off, it started off with a spark, right? And then it ended up being trash. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. That one was pretty bad.
That was weird.
All right. I'm sorry, Red August.
Thanks to our partners. Dr. Coleman of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ J. Diff. Our good friends at Indy CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. And the best way to support the new old heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
All right, we are back. Shout out to our partners. Appreciate you as always. Shout out to the chat. All right, let's
we think we're back.
We think we're back, yeah. Show us something in the chat if you're still with us. Just to confirm that you all are still with us, we would appreciate it. All right, let's get back to our producer talk. Oh, something popped up. That was long, so I think it's working.
Maybe. Looks like it.
Yeah, we know longevity's in the
chat. I'm here. I'm in the chat.
I am here.
All right, man, let's get back to our producer list. I was keeping score.
I got the mug pulled up, too.
Okay. We left off with Larry Smith. I got a text, too. Shout out to my man, Pete Sake. Day Moore, he said you were throwing tens around a lot for Larry Smith.
yeah,
and
I was.
He tied that to your fandom with Ice-T as well.
It had nothing to do with Ice-T.
But it kind of did.
He tied it in pretty well.
One thing, if I was like, I fought super hard for you, make sure you get Africa Islam on the, no.
If you would have heard him explain it, though, it kind of tied in pretty rather well, because you threw out like 12 tens.
You're like, you know what? 10.
Yeah.
Nope, I mean, yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't mad. We honest on the list.
That's why there's an aggregate. That's why there's five of us doing this.
Absolutely.
So it might be able to balance out my 10.
Be clear, though. His 8 is, a lot of that's from you, brother.
All right. That's fine.
I ain't mad at you, though.
I said what I said.
You said, and I see you ain't backing
up. Not really, though. I mean, like, if we're looking at it, he gave him an 8.8. But, you know. Oh, Terry gave him an 8. I gave him a 7.7. You gave him a 7.6.
I did, yeah.
So that's super up there with everybody else.
All right, Lone. My,
I can do this. Yeah, just pull it up. We can talk Justice League.
Yeah, so are you going to tally?
I can do it.
Cool. All right. All right, so let's start off with.
You got Wikipedia pulled up?
Yeah, I can pull it up. We pretty much know.
It was at the bottom. It should be good.
Let me see. My connection. What is going on here?
I'm good. I got it here. So, Justice League.
Yes.
The Justice League is just undeniably some of the illest composers ever. Never knew that until right now.
Well, they're pretty
American
good.
Record production team composed of producers and instrumentalists from Tampa, Florida.
Tampa.
Eric Rook Ortiz and Kevin Corleone. Crow.
Nice name.
Crow and Kenneth Bartholomew.
Wow. Yeah,
I may have butchered the last one. Bartolomeo.
You did. It's all right.
Bartolomeo.
Sorry, you getting this practice in?
Bartolomeo. I think that's Italian. I don't even know. But production credits. All right. So this is all over the place for Justice League. Let's see. Young Jeezy. Let's get it. Bug Motivation 101. He produced Don't Get Caught. Jewel Santana. He produced Rumble, Young Man. Rumble.
No.
2006. J.R. Ryder. Shauna Sharifa, Young Jeezy, Bury Me a G, Young Jeezy, Weejuk, Tyra B,
baby. Stop doing this.
Weejuk.
No? Okay. I'm trying to add some flavor to it, you know?
No.
Plies, 100% real. Yep.
Yep.
The Game Feels Good. Let's see. 2007, we up to Rico Love, The Fifth Element.
100% real. Yep.
Jay Holiday, not sure who that person is.
That's R&B.
Yeah,
okay,
R&B.
I figured. That was, I mean, a good album. If you got like a name and a dot, normally you're
I had some heat though. I ain't gonna
Young
lie.
Buck, Bust Your Head. Young Buck, Do It Myself. Lil Scrappy.
All right, man.
No, I think I'm doing a great job here.
Yeah, money, go ahead and cook.
Two Pistols, Death Before Dishonor. You guys hip to them?
I remember Two Pistols.
I'm not hip. BG, Too Hood to Be Hollywood. Big Country King. Let's kind of fast forward it. Certified. Yeah.
Big Country
Young,
Kang.
Jackie Chan. Not
you should have said,
Chan.
What he's my turn to eat.
Rick Ross, Trilla, they produced the
okay. Maybach Music. Now right, we get
Maybach Music with Jay-Z, Billionaire Luxury Tax.
Yeah, Maybach Music, all the Maybach Music.
Young Jeezy, Rock Song, Young Jeezy, Wordplay, Done It All. Let's go to 2009. Maybach Music 2. Magnificent.
Okay. Fire.
Yacht Club, Rich Off Cocaine.
Yep.
Mano, Here Comes Trouble. Fabulous Feels Like I'm Back, Ghostface Killah's Guest House with Fabolous. Donis. Remember Donis? Man, where'd
yeah,
he go? Where'd
Don,
he go?
Yeah.
They made call on that.
I think he was a top freshman.
He was, I think, actually. Yeah. Wale, Attention Deficit.
That's a good album.
Gucci Mane, The State versus Roderick Davis. He produced a couple off that. BG. Another. Wait, hold on. What? BG again? I think they messed that up. Lil Scrappy. The Grussel. Addicted to Money and the Remix. Lil Wayne, Rebirth. He did Running, Knockout, Girls Forever. Did Drake's Zone, Baby Come With Me, Paris Morton Music, Chaos, Shasta to Chaos. Did Faith featuring Drake. Trina, Be Myself. Plies, Rob Myself. All I Know, My Girl, Bun B, Trilogy, Trillionaire. Okay, Laws, shout to Laws. He disappeared too.
He sure did.
Laws was dope though.
He really was. We got a picture with him back at A3C a while ago.
Laws was dope.
Rick Ross, Teflon Donny, did I'm Not a Star, Maybach Music, number 3, Aston Martin Music, Big Remo, shouts to Big Remo from like Jamla.
Mm-hmm.
Lloyd Banks, Keisha Cole, Candy, Ty, or T.I., he did a pledge, Pledge Allegiance to the Swag, Ace Hood, okay, Body to Body, Tech 9, so he's kind of all over the place here, really.
Yeah.
And if you go down to
J-Rock, Yellow Wolf, Young Jeezy, Mobb Deep, Rick Ross, MGK, Currency, L. Varner, Nas, No Introduction, Rick Ross, Maybach. How many Maybach musics are there?
All of them fire, though.
All right, 4. All 16, of them fire. 10 Jesus Pieces, Triple Beam Dreams. Slaughterhouse, you talking? DJ Khaled,
Hip Hop.
Featuring Scarface, Nas, and DJ Premier. Slaughterhouse, The Other Side. More Maybach music, more 2 Chainz, more Rick Ross. GQ from Jamla. K. Michelle, Estelle, MGK, Rick Ross, Black Dollar. He's really kind of known for his Rick Ross stuff.
Yeah.
Terminology.
High level.
So
high
Terminology, level. He went underground even more. From Lloyd, Raekwon, Royce da 5'9", Wiz Khalifa. We're all over the place here. Rick Ross again. Drake did Paris Morton Music. Four Eyes. Shouts to Four Eyes. Four Eyes is from Atlanta, I believe.
Conway.
Busy Crook. What else we have? Yeah, Conway, God Don't Make Mistakes. It is So Much Love. And then he's got some upcoming stuffs too. Nipsey Hussle has a project coming up.
You know they was going to find some.
They going to find a way.
Over verses.
I don't know.
Patch them.
Well, but nah, man, they
pretty thorough, if you would. He's got a bunch of an awards here. He's got some Billboard stuff and some Grammy stuff. So
yeah, as a collective, they nasty. Collective.
All right,
man, let's get it started. Versatility. How versatile are the hip-hop records?
Nope. Versus influence. Impact on peers and upcoming producers.
All the way. My bad. Good catch.
Impact. Right.
Impact on peers.
7.
I'm going to do 7, too.
6.
I'm going to go 6. I forgot he
I seemed disappointed when you guys say? The vote.
What'd you guys say?
I had 6.
I said 6.
Siete. Versatility.
Oh, how versatile are the hip hop records?
8.
And they all over the place. I'm with the 8.
I'll give them an 8.
Yeah, I'm going to say 8 only because they mostly sound similar.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'm going to do 7.
Yeah, I can tell when somebody got a microphone. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Collaborators.
Different hip hop styles of artists, producer works.
All over the place. I got to give them an 8.
I'm going to go 9.
I'm 9 on this one because they everywhere.
Right. Hit making.
Big hits and cult classics from the producers.
I'll give them a 7.
I'm
going to go 8.
I'm 8 on that one because they got big records.
Yeah, he's got some big records.
They got some big records.
8 it is. Consistency.
Consistency of quality material release. I'm going to 9 because the stuff that they put out, I rarely hear anything where I'm like, you know, they're off.
It's all Rick Ross stuff that sounds great.
Yeah, the other
that
stuff.
That's
so,
true.
I'm got to go 6.
I'm going to go 9 from what I done heard.
The stuff, they got really high highs and then there's a
I'll do Ocho.
Chunk of mid and then there's some Ocho. Stuff I don't care about at all.
Okay.
I'm going to go 8.
I'll do 8. Knew it. Planning it. Body of work.
How great is their overall body of work?
Seven.
I'm going to go eight.
I think I'm going to do eight, too. Final product.
How often are the songs great from his beats or their beats?
They be lacing Rick, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, it's high quality, man.
Let's go seven. I go seven.
I'm gonna go eight on that.
I go eight.
All right. I'll just do eight. Melodic elements in the song, samples and or original.
Nine.
They pick great samples and play over the top of them as well. They
be well instrumentated, if that's even a word.
We're gonna roll with it. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I'm gonna go nine with that.
Got Terry.
Nine.
I'll do eight. And drums. How great is the drum programming?
Their drums are dope to me. I'm gonna go nine because they have a lot of live drums. They have a lot of live drums. It adds to their records.
Yeah, eight.
I'll give them an eight.
Total final, 7.7.
Okay.
Signing off, about the same as Soundwave. Larry Smith, Larry Hoover. Still up there, up top. Below Farrell. And by Farrell, I mean Farrell. Sorry. I need to stop calling him Farrell.
Farrell.
Next, we have Mr. Bink.
All right, so Bink.
Yeah, let's give him the math on Bink.
Yeah.
First of all, the fact that he's starting off
Blackstreet?
With Blackstreet, different.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter for...
Don't leave.
Doesn't matter for our list.
That's an awesome song. Man, I didn't know he had anything to do with that.
Co-produced with Teddy Riley.
I had no idea.
702, but we can do Lost Boys, yeah. Lost Boys.
That was a terrible album.
Crumb Snatcher.
Remember that, Jay Moore?
Yeah, I actually do.
Okay.
Tevin Campbell. A+.
I remember A+.
Shandozia. Coco Corrupt. The Streets is a Mother.
Which songs off there?
Trilogy and Ooh. Girls All Pause. Yes.
Ooh, those are two bangers.
Those are heat. Yeah. You got Golden Arms. I remember the song Bizarre. That was like one of the only good songs on there.
That was a banger.
Little Cease and Desist. The Wonderful World of Seas.
He's a Leo.
Long Time Coming and Play Around. I don't remember that.
I remember Play Around.
Tamia, sir.
I knew he was just...
You're messing up that woman name.
Yeah, don't mess up Tamia.
Don't have Grant Hill coming in here with
me. Come in.
Tamia. Torrey Carter.
It ain't...
Yeah.
Tamia.
Lil Mo.
What?
Lil Mo. Any Given Sunday soundtrack. Missy Elliott. Who you gonna call? Ghostbuster.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Oh, the truth.
Beanie Sigel.
Raw and Uncut. Ride for my.
Ooh.
Now we getting into it.
Yeah.
The Dynasty 1-900 Hustlers.
Whoa.
That's tough.
You, Me, Him, Her.
Yeah,
Prodigy, HNIC.
Rock That. Shh.
That's tough.
Yeah, Mystical. Let's Get Ready.
Mystical Fever.
AZ, Nine Lives. The Real with Beanie Sigel.
Angie Martinez.
Yeah, Angie Martinez, unreleased track. The last song on Saga Continues for Bad Boy with Diddy.
Ooh, here we go, right here.
Blueprint, Ruler's Back, All I Need.
Mm.
Blueprint, Mama Loves Me.
Mm. Wow.
Those are tough.
We love
you. Let's see, Cuckoo Cow.
Hold on, which Cuckoo Cow song?
Freak Nasty.
Oh, okay.
That was your ringtone.
No, indeed, it wasn't.
Right.
Get the hell on with that.
If you just said My Projects, I'd have been like, this dude is the greatest of all time.
Fat Joe, Jealous One, Still
tell
Envy.
Tell him what that song was again, Lone.
Huh? Yeah. No, we're going to wait. I don't care if you got some in your mouth or not. We're going to wait. What's the name of that again?
Get the hell on with that.
Well, that's on Jose, so I don't know if they pronounce it like
Jealous
that.
Jealous One, Still Envy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mr. Cheeks, Lights, Camera, Action.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. That's a big hit.
Got to skip over Nate, Rest in Peace. Eve.
Ride Away.
Skip over Nate?
I mean,
R&B.
Singing.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Exhibit.
Still Fool with Nate. Exhibit.
Man versus a Machina.
Boot Camp Clip. That's tough.
There's a...
Legend of Liquid Swords. He had a couple on there.
Silent Animal Planet. Animal Planet.
Fuji Rap.
Okay, some lots of versatility here.
Yeah, Barbershop soundtrack with P. Diddy.
He's going from like Cool G Rap to Mr. Cheeks. That's a, you know.
That was on the Barbershop soundtrack.
Yeah, Barbershop soundtrack.
P. Diddy and we.
Oh, that was a banger.
State Property Chain Gang rolling down the freeway. Mm. Now, Freeway, Philadelphia Freeway is one of my favorite albums. All yeah. My Life, the beat for That's All My Life cold. Is one of my favorite beats cold. Ever.
Yeah.
Victim of the Ghetto, those beats yeah. are crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
High points for
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, he's got some stuff with Loon.
Hey.
Hey, okay. Got four records off Mr. Cheeks. Back again.
I see commercials like it sounds like these are commercials, 90s commercials.
Dave Hollister, Real Talk, never gonna change. Co-produced by Taiwan Walker.
Bow Wow, Taekwon, look at Jay Moore getting scared. Bow Wow, follow me.
Jin.
I remember Jin.
Okay.
Young Guns, Future of the Rock, that was cold.
Wow, he's got a record with copyright.
Oh wow. Yeah.
That's crazy. Size 12s, JoJo.
Beanie Siegel, One Shot Deal on The Becoming. That was heat.
Memphis Bleak.
The One with Rihanna, Old Baby with Young Guns.
Yes. Memphis Bleak, yes.
Jaheim.
LL, We're Gonna Make It on Ty Smith.
Stat Quo.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's underground.
That's yeah. Stat Quo. Statlanta. That should have. That
Gift happened. Of Gab. Man, all right.
I remember
it's
that.
Going down.
Bar Exam Royce, The Dream. That was cold.
Chuck Brown. Cassidy.
At bars, I remember
I missed
that album.
The game.
Freeway Free at Last. When They Remember, the beat for When They Remember. Oh my goodness!
Oh, he did stuff off $1 million back to Pack by Skills. I have that CD. Yeah.
Shout out to the beat, and that's a Gladys Knight sample for When They Remember. Crazy. Mm. Still Got Love. He all his work with Freeway is phenomenal, yeah. man. And Jay-Z
Skills.
I remember Bishop Lamont too.
Africa.
Oh, Bishop Lamont, I feel like was the beta test for Kendrick Lamar.
True. Jay Dilla, Payjay.
So Payjay was interesting because that was like Jay Dilla rapping over producers that he liked beats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rick Ross.
We Shining.
Yeah, Joe Budden.
For
rapper.
You. Cigar Music.
That joint is cold on Rick Ross.
4 minutes to Lockdown. Yeah. Devil in a New Dress. He probably Man. Has some sort of... yep.
That's big.
Smoke Something from Cypress Hill. More Bishop Lamont. Cassidy, J. Cole, Villamatic, Game, Jamie Foxx, Eric Roberson, Jada Kiss, Rock With Me, Phil Ade. Wow, that's a name.
Yeah.
It's a blog era name. Currency, What It Look Like, Paper.
That song is cold. Yeah. What It Look Like with Wale is cold.
Busta Rhyme, Grime Real Slow, Keisha Cole, Freeway, more Freeway.
Yeah, man, him and Freeway got...
Fat Joe, to be announced. Pride and Joy. Oh, that's 2012. It's still to be announced. Pusha T, I Am Forgiven.
Jodeci Freestyle from Drake. That's
Mac
cold.
Mac Wilds, More Paper, Stat Quo, Rick Ross, Nipsey Hussle, Respect Your Passion, unreleased. Dr. Dre, Compton, It's All On Me, Rick Ross, Santorini.
Santorini, Greece.
That's fire.
That's crazy.
Game Ain't Based on Sympathy.
Scientology, all those beats are cold, man.
Swivel from Dreamville. Drake, You Only Live Twice. AZ did Three Off Do or Die 2.
Mm, okay.
Just For You was crazy. Like that AZ
was one of your favorite albums.
Oh yeah,
sure.
that was a record.
That AZ was very good. I think it was slept on.
And he co-produced Black Privilege
on that Grand Theft Auto. Yeah. So this guy is legit. Man. He's one of my personal favorites. I might be biased, but
he's a feller.
He's definitely a feller. All right, let me scroll back over so I'll get to read.
Influence.
Number three.
Impact on peers.
He's been around for quite some time. Still doing it at a high level.
I'm going to do 8.
Yeah, I was going to go 8 myself.
7.
I'm in for 8.
Red, we'll have to come back to. I'll just have him fill it out. Versatility.
He's got some good
range. He got some range, man. I'm going to go 8.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 9. I think 9? Super versatile. Yeah, different hip hop styles of artists, producers, collaborators. I'm gonna go 10. I'm doing 10.
10.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna give a 10 on this one too. Yeah,
Mike, I'm just gonna have you fill out those 3.
All the red August 3.
Unless you can just give me numbers on those 3. What'd you say, Terry? 9.
He come out with talk. Okay. He talk different in the
hit
microphone.
Making.
Big
hits and cult classics.
He's got cult classics. I don't know about the big hits.
I'm gonna go 8.
8 is about where I'd be.
I'm a 7 on that.
Money. Consistency of quality material released.
He's very consistent. 9. Yeah. 7. Bink is very consistent.
What do you got, Mike? Mike's?
I'm 9.
Yeah. Okay.
Plus, we're talking, you know, there was some stuff.
What's some R&B stuff?
R&B like? There. Yeah, like, we just couldn't count.
Body of work. How great is their overall body of work?
9.
Yeah. Bink is up there, man. I'm a echo J Bor.
I'm gonna go 8.
Wait, what did Jay say? 9?
I think Red August said, did you say 9? Okay.
Anyways, final product. How often are the songs great from their peaks?
Man, he
give him an 8.
Yeah, he don't miss. He don't miss too often, man. I'm comfortable with an 8.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna give him an 8.
Ocho. Melodic elements or samples of melodic.
10.
He picks. Yeah,
I'm
he
sorry.
Picks.
That stuff he gave Ross gives him a 10.
Yeah,
Ross,
man.
And the freeway,
the Jay-Z
stuff,
yeah. Man, and the freeway stuff. Yeah, yeah, I don't think a 10. I think I'll throw a 10 out.
I'll give him a 9.
I'm gonna go 6. No, I'm joking. I'm gonna do.
I was about to say.
I'm gonna do 9. What'd you say? You say
that'd
9?
Be some wild. He'd be like,
drums.
His drums slap.
9.
9. His drums slap.
Yeah, I'll give him a 9 for that.
And Maha?
9.
Major. All right, Bink coming in at a crisp 8.6.
Wow. He jumped Larry Smith. He's in second now, right?
He is in second.
Now it's getting good. We haven't hogtied anybody.
Well.
Because we're getting to the mean titans.
Now we're on to Apollo's Brown and... Brown.
Do we have time to, is this one the last one, Red August, or should we?
We can go. That's cool.
Do you want to go? Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Now, Apollo Brown let's see if I can.
3 minutes?
We
can do it.
You
want
to go?
Yeah, we're cool.
All right, let's go.
So this is a straight discog. So he did Skill Trade, Make Do, The Reset, Gas Mask. I don't know any of these. Brown Study. Brown Study with Book Brown. I think it was his early stuff, you know.
Yeah.
2010, Clouds. He did Daily Bread with Hassan Mackey in 2011. Trophies with OC.
I remember that.
2012, that was dope. Dice Game with Guilty Simpson, 2012. The Brown Tape with Ghostface Killer, 2013. Ugly Heroes, which is him, Red Pill, and Verbal Kent, Ugly in 2013. Cigarette Burns in 2014, 38, 2014. Abrasion Stitched Up with Planet Asia, 2014.
There's heat on there.
Another Ugly Heroes in 2014. Blasphemy with Razzcast in 2014, which was dope. Words Paint Pictures with Big Pooh, 2015. Heat. Grandeur, 2015 was dope too. Everything in Between with Red Pill and Verbal Kent. Again, another Ugly Heroes type of collaboration. The Easy Truth with Sky Zoo in 2016.
Heat.
Anchovies with Planet Asia, 2017.
Heat.
No Question with Locksmith, 2018. That is good. That is fire. Mona Lisa with Joel Ortiz, 2018. Mm-hmm. Sincerely Detroit, 2019. Che Noir, As God Intended, 2020. That's good. He's got Lovesick with Raheem Devon.
That one is, if y'all haven't checked that one out, check
that
one
out. Stitched Up and Shaken with Planet Asia, Gensudin and Guilty Simpson, 2021. And then Blacklight with Stolly in 2021.
Mm. That Stolly is tough.
And Apollo Brown is more so known for his producer projects with other artists.
Agreed.
Like full ones.
Agreed.
So. He doesn't do a lot of one offs, so
not a ton.
I'm familiar with his style. He's
Ninth Wonder consistent.
I was about to say, yeah, he's cut from that cloth. That's a good comparison.
Cool Edit Pro Windows XP type guy.
Not a Peter Quistegard.
Yep. All right, influence, impact on peers and upcoming producer.
Yeah, I'm going to go 6 on that one. He ain't down low on that one.
Say them again. There's too many numbers at the same time.
Myself, honestly.
I said 5.
Okay. Everybody else? What'd you say, Mike?
I'm sorry. Red August was talking. 6.
Okay. I'm going to go 5.
We'll see.
Versatility. How versatile are the hip-hop records?
Cute when he get on the mic.
7.
5.
5 for me. It's a lot of us in the same cloth.
I think it's all in the same cloth, really. I'm going to go 4.
Yeah.
Collaborators, different hip hop styles of artists work with.
Four.
Yeah, it's all in. Yeah, that's five.
Yeah, five, six, five.
I'm gonna go six only because he's worked with people like Locksmith and then OC. But
I'm not mad at that.
Oops, I just accidentally. Big hits, cult classics.
Like a four.
Three.
Low end, yeah. Low end on that. Yeah, you gotta be one of the guys that you gotta be ahead. You gotta be ahead to really know. Yeah. No disrespect, because he got some heat.
But yeah.
I'm gonna go three. Yeah, that's gonna hurt him.
I'm gonna go three, honestly.
Consistent of quality material released.
He's consistent.
I'll give him an eight there.
Yeah, he's consistent. I'll go seven. He's consistent.
I'm gonna go seven.
Body of work. How great is their overall body of work?
Six.
Seven.
I'll go seven as well. Okay, final product. How often are the songs great from his beats? I'm gonna go seven.
I'm gonna go six. They're good. He's consistent, but it's good.
I'll say seven.
Six.
Melodic elements, samples.
Picks good samples. Good samples.
I'll say six.
Six.
I'm gonna go seven. Picks good samples.
Drums.
Seven.
His drum slap.
Five.
His drum slap. I'm going to go seven. His drum slap. They don't bink slap, but they slap.
Seven. Right. 5.7 as a total. And that will be that. Hey, so far, he is clocking as second to the bottom.
What we got next week?
Next week, we have Ant Banks, Daz Dillinger, and Lex Luger.
Oh, boy.
Going out west.
How about that?
Maybe DJ Mustard if we got time. He got hit. He got records.
You know, you know what Mustard's real first name is?
Dijon.
Isn't that incredible?
Isn't that brilliant? Just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. All right, man. So that's going to do it for this episode. We appreciate the support as always. Shout out to the chat. All the education you need this year will be worldheads.com. We appreciate the support as always. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.